the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys from the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to Shoddy Radio. Thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it. This episode is kind of all over the place. Some of the topics covered include what we think scientists do on a daily basis, and what we would do if we became extremely wealthy. Also, what it would sound like if Danny tried stand-up comedy. Plus, Chris hacks into Brian's mainframe again to read his latest update to his secret script, Paper Jam. All that plus me, Robo Chris, the official voice of Shoddy Radio. Thanks again for listening and enjoy the show.
Commentary of a movie, but a whole movie would maybe a TV show.
I was gonna say we could do a TV show, but it would have to be
a serious TV show
with not that much talking.
I would like it to be something that is supposed to be good and that we're picking apart for no reason.
Right.
How about if we do like an episode of I Love Lucy and then we're like, oh, yeah, let me guess. Ethel's going to get involved.
Yeah, we could do that. I think it's going to be hard to not just watch the show.
Yeah.
Well, that might be funny for people, though.
Yeah. We could...
audio commentary of a TV show, but you don't get to see the video of the show. You just hear the audio of the show and us talking about what we think while we're watching it.
Well, maybe
just
we our could audio. Do some, maybe we could do a show that's only audio. I mean, video. Like we could do Blue Planet or something like that where it's...
Like, oh, shit. Look at how beautiful the ocean is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, man.
Can you believe how beautiful and large and expansive the ocean is? Fuck, man. It's something you got to see to believe. It is gorgeous. That's what we should do. We should actually do like a travel show, pretend like we're doing a travel show where we're looking at a book about a travel book for an area. Like, now here it says that there's lots of beautiful museums in Portland that you can go to. And from what I've read about, they just have some beautiful works of art there.
Or we could pretend that we're in the places. We could like... We could do like, hey, let's Shoddy Radio live from Rome. And then we could just talk about things that are in Rome, which I don't know any of them.
I was waiting for you to go.
Hey, there's the Leaning Tower of Rome.
Hey, there's the Pope.
And the Pope's there. The
old Pope.
What else?
Hey, word to the wise, don't use contraception in public in here in Rome.
Hey, you.
In Rome, don't do like the Romans don't want you to do.
Right. Hey, you guys want to get one of these pizza pies? You guys want some pizza pie?
Mamma mia, I'm in the Rome, Italy. I want some hamburger helper.
Was Mario supposed to be
That's
Italian?
What we should do. I should give travel tips for how to blend in. When you're in a foreign land, like when you're in Saudi Arabia.
Well, let's do a trial run of the show. So we could do like What do you want to do, Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
So like,
hey, look at all this sand and oil. It's totally regular thing for me to see walking around Saudi Arabia.
Wait, I'm kind of lost in this bit.
Me too.
Are you giving advice to how to blend in, or are we pretending that we're there?
I'm pretending you're learning from my example.
Okay. This is how you blend in.
Yeah. Let's go to the bazaar and buy some shit that we'll negotiate the price on later. I imagine all Middle Eastern countries is basically just being like Aladdin, where there's towels for awnings and people are screaming about vegetable prices.
They're just constantly haggling.
Yeah. And then monkeys are stealing apples.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
I can open your eyes. Take you wonder by wonder. Over, sideways, and under. On a magic carpet ride.
Fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew.
Hold your breath, it gets better.
I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far. I can't go back to where I used to be. Every turn I
circle. I chase the river. It's time to spare. Let me share this whole new world with you.
A whole new world. That's where we'll be.
Women
chase a first place for you and me.
Shoddy Radio.
Me and Chris were just talking about that. Chris sent me a text that said, we need a physicist friend. And then I came home and I was like, I was trying to act like I knew what a physicist was, but then I just decided to tell him, what is a physicist? What does a physicist do? And he's like, I don't know. I think they just study physics. But I really don't know. I genuinely don't know what a physicist does. Like, on a daily basis, what could a physicist possibly be doing?
I bet he's looking through a telescope and then he's writing something down.
A physicist?
Probably.
Why would they be
looking? There's like astrophysicists.
Yeah, that's what I meant, an astrophysicist.
Okay.
Not a microphysicist. He looks through a microscope and then writes stuff down.
But what about a regular physicist?
He just looks out his window.
And writes stuff down?
Yeah. Or he has a voice recorder. Different strokes. I always also wonder, like, why... I'm sure you can all tell me why, but why do, like, the Congress, the House of Representatives, and the Senate, all those two things, like, why does everything have to be, like, the gentleman from North Carolina has... why can't they just be like, hey, let's just keep abortion legal and just don't fuck anything up again for the rest of our terms.
True. The fake the pretense, I guess. You know what I mean? Like it's like they're all pretending, kind of. But I found that about like most of adult life is just adults pretending to be cooler than they are or more like adults than they are.
It's like DJs at parties where they bring their turntables and stuff. Like, why don't you just tape record whatever the fuck you plan on doing that night and then just play that?
I don't thought know of that too.
Yeah, but I don't know if in 2012 they should be tape recording well, the songs that they're going to play.
Are they
going to send us a mixtape?
Well, they might as well.
They might not as well because no one would. Who has a tape player?
Well, a CD player. What the fuck kids listen to now? The point is, they really need to lug expensive electronic equipment so that they can, like, feel it, like, in the moment, like, how properly to scratch that record.
No, you're right. I agree with that shit. No, I totally agree.
They're not musicians. Fuck off.
Well,
it's all for flair.
Yeah, it's trying to be cool.
The thing is that it's something that is so common. I mean, if like one of you guys all of a sudden decided to start dressing like a pimp and you truly felt that you liked that look, well then I'd probably
make fun of me constantly.
I'd make fun of you constantly, but I would respect it. You'd earn my respect.
How long would it take before you stop making jokes about me dressing like a pimp?
Well, never stop, but you shouldn't adhere to my pressure. You should be a man.
But that's all we do. That's the point of having friends, because that keeps us from making like stupid
decisions. Yeah.
Like stupid decisions in life. That's how you can tell somebody has friends, is by the people that don't have extreme looks about them.
You're almost completely right. The only slight disagreement I have is that if somebody truly wanted to be unique with their fashion, and hardly anybody has ever been that guy. Almost everybody follows something or just doesn't pay attention to anything. But if somebody truly thought like, hey, you know what, I'm going to start wearing a cape because I'm going to bring capes back because I like capes. How could you not respect that guy? Sure, you'd think he was crazy, but is he crazy or is he just the most brave person ever? Well, the point is, I want to wear a cape.
I was going to say, Chris.
But to me, wearing a cape is a lot different of a fashion choice than like wearing pants where the top of the like waistband of the pants come to the bottom of your ass cheeks and your little boxer briefs are showing. Then you have like one leg pulled up to the knee because you're just like everybody else then.
You're right about that.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. And when you were saying nobody makes unique fashion choices, I don't know if you've heard of hipsters, Chris.
I thought you were going to say, I don't know if you've heard of Silver Lake.
But yeah, well, that's the hipster haven here in Los Angeles.
But don't you think that, like, if you see some, like, white kid who's wearing, like, aviator sunglasses and, like, designer jeans and he has, like, one of those stupid chin strap thin beard things, I see people like that and I think, you know what, this guy has no true friends.
Justin Bieber.
He doesn't have a true friend.
Justin Bieber needs to get slapped in the side of his head, like, hard. And then he needs you to do that, like, shoulder drop thing.
Where you buckle.
Yeah. He needs some older brother to slap him around.
Well, I would even give him a pass because he's fucking a millionaire. You know what I mean? People are going to lie to him because they want to get close to him because they want to.
It's not his fault. I'm just saying that's what he needs.
No one's
I think I would make the argument that the guy who needs it more is the guy who like works at fucking works at fucking Hot Topic
Taylor
or something.
Shoes, yeah.
And has all the dresses fake earrings like he's dresses. Justin Bieber.
Well,
well, he wouldn't be working at Hot Topic. He would be working somewhere else. Orange Julius.
What are you going to pick? Hot Topic.
Charlene Topic, too.
Well,
you know what would be funny is if Hot Topic was really, you know that store Torrid? Have you seen that?
Yes, Chris calls
it Hot Topic, but for fat bitches.
Yeah, Chris calls it Horrid.
But what would be funny is if that was what Hot Topic really was, and then just regular size clothes, and it was called Lean Topic.
Yeah, Hot Topic was the one for fat jays, and then Lean Topic was Hot Topic now.
And like if you bought
an dry lean traffic too.
And if you bought an outfit at Hot Topic, instead of a gift box, they gave you a crisping sleeve. I was setting that whole stupid joke up just so I could make that joke.
Just so you could use the term crisping sleeve.
And it was for me.
What are you gonna pick?
Hot Topic.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Just search Shoddy Radio on Facebook.com and click like. Got a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com. Want to hear your voice on the show? Leave us a message at 7-SHOTTY-NOW. That's 774-633-9669. And most importantly, leave us an iTunes review.
I think it'd be interesting if, Danny, if you made... like somehow won $1 billion or you somehow acquired that just to see how you would spend it. Because I can't imagine you going out and like buying new clothes. Obviously you wouldn't buy personal hygiene products. You probably wouldn't even buy a new car. You'd probably still rent your apartment.
Yeah.
Wonder what you would do with that money.
I would buy a house. I would definitely buy a house.
Do you think that you would buy new clothes? I think you're wearing the same t-shirts that I seen you wear in like high school.
Yeah, probably. I probably wouldn't buy very many new clothes if I did buy new clothes. I mean,
I was talking to someone about that recently. About when I'm rich, I mean, I have so many great ideas, the things that I want to do with my money and with my time. And this one doesn't, I guess I don't have to be rich, but I want to have a dog that's well trained enough that when I say, I'm going to have like a certain corny joke that I say, and every time I say it, the dog goes and covers his eyes with his paws. And I want to like practice with him when we're alone. But then when I have people over, I'll just do it once. And then
what kind of the joke? Is there like a specific joke that you
make? Would just be like a really corny, like one liner or something.
It sounds like a good sitcom idea.
Yeah. Exactly.
You could tell that Chris has been listening to a lot of conservative radio because there's like no doubt in his mind that he'll one day be rich.
Filthy rich.
Because you know how like that's the big issue between conservatives and liberals. And
yeah.
It's that liberals think that, you know,
your place
we should
is
help
your
each
place.
Other out. Nobody should be dirt poor. And they think that's ridiculous. We should all try to be billionaires.
Right.
Which is how would the world work if all of us were rich?
Well, we'd all have to serve each other constantly.
You'd have to
We'd
be
all
rich.
Be each other's butlers.
I was about to say, you'd be rich 6 days of the week, but then one day of the week, you'd have to be someone else's butler.
But I think, like, Newt Gingrich even said that he's like, I don't want people to be satisfied with having a job. I want people to be satisfied owning the job or something like that.
Well,
like basically saying that you shouldn't be satisfied having a job. You should try to be the owner of the company that you work for.
Here's,
and it's like, but how could that be if we all owned
we would
a company?
All work for ourselves only, and none of us would be successful. But here's what I would
and
do.
And that's what Jesus said, too. Is like, try to own your own company. That was one of his main messages.
Here's what I would do. Another thing I would do if I was really, really, really unbelievably rich is I would run for president, like Donald Trump was acting like he was going to do. But I would like try to act like I was one of the people. But I would make my butler follow me around everywhere and like hand me microphones on a, you know, like everything that I took, I would be handed on a pillow. But I definitely would do like just, I would be like Andy Kaufman, but on an incredibly giant scale.
And all of your whistle stop speeches, you would arrive on a hot air balloon.
Exactly. But I would totally like overboard just preach the I'm the everyman.
Yeah. I too know what it's like to work in a coal mine.
Exactly.
I used to ride my hot air balloon to the coal mine every morning.
Yeah.
So anyway, if I were a billionaire, everyone who's a billionaire or a millionaire should have a monkey butler. I don't understand why people don't have monkey butlers.
How
fucking funny would it be to have an orangutan in a driving outfit with like an old Rolls Royce pull up to the front and you just act like you're going to the store?
It'd be funny up until the point where he had to drive you places.
Well, you'd train him how to drive. And you're only going to let him go out of the driveway and then pull over. It's just to give the people a show.
It probably couldn't be any more dangerous than having a woman driver.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of women.
Ow!
Speaking of women, that's another thing, is that
I would kill all the women.
In my lavish parties, you would walk by and there would just be like, you know, there'd be hors d'oeuvres and then there'd be human hors d'oeuvres. There'd just be like a Oriental lady not dressed at all,
Ben,
just standing.
Oriental?
Ben, stand up for your people here.
An Asian American prostitute. She's just naked, standing, and you can just have sex with her while you're having a conversation and eating an hors d'oeuvre, and she's not allowed to talk to you or look at anyone in the eye. She's just an object. She's well paid, don't worry. But there's a bunch of them stationed all around the house.
A bunch of them?
Yeah.
Are they all Orientals?
And there's going to be
they all types?
They're all types, and they all have like a little table with wet wipes next to them.
Are they all made of rugs?
Real funny, dude. You know I meant gooks.
What about this? What about like if you make you put like the Chinese food next to the, you know, like whatever type they are, that's what type of food is next to them. So you fuck what you're eating. You know what I mean?
I guess, maybe.
You'll have to do some market research.
Whatever. Also, there's a room in which there's constantly being a murder investigation. And it's a bunch of people dressed like the game show or the game Clue. And there's an old, like, what are they called? Constables?
Yeah, constable.
One of those old guys explaining that
someone from the Scotland Yard.
Yeah, he's explaining that everyone in this room is a suspect.
I like that.
Yeah, no one's allowed to leave, but you can open and peek in every once in a while and see
how the case is going. Now,
it's on a loop.
Does anyone who enters that room become a suspect?
I haven't decided yet.
What would you do if you were super rich, Ben?
I'd just buy a lot of chips.
I totally believe that, actually.
Ben, if you were super rich,
you would be like 200 and something pounds, huh?
Oh, probably be like 400 and something pounds.
I was going to make a fat joke earlier to you when I was talking to you before we started recording, but then I realized I hadn't seen you in about 6 months, so I have no idea if you're fat or not.
I'm actually not fat right now. Well, my face always stays fat, so you can go with that.
Right. But your weight fluctuates more than anyone I know by far.
Except for my face weight. I almost look more symmetrical if I'm kind of fat.
Right.
Like when I lose weight, I look funny because I'm like thin, but my face is still fat.
Looks like you're going to tip over.
If only you could grow some face muscle.
Do you guys know any face exercises I can do to like thin out my cheeks?
Yeah,
Danny knows some.
Do some chin-ups.
You've already made that joke, and I've already not laughed at it before.
Yeah, Chris, stop making gay jokes about me. But did you hear my chin-ups joke, though, Ben?
Oh, that's solid, as always.
Thanks, dude.
I like that Danny thinks joke-telling is an endurance game.
One of us is going
to cave. I'll wear you down.
What would be my stand-up? If I told one joke and no one laughed, would keep telling that joke and asking if they and explaining it and asking if they understood it?
Would you do a lot of zip code humor?
Yeah, I probably would. I feel like that's a broad audience. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. You guys are too kind. How's everyone doing tonight? How you guys doing? How you feeling? Good, good. Everyone feeling good?
Anyone visiting from out of town tonight? Anyone? Anyone out there?
Yeah.
All right. Where are you guys from tonight? Where are you coming from?
Canada.
Oh, Canada. You guys came a long way. You guys, anyone else notice this? What's the deal with Canadian zip codes? You know? I mean, am I the only one annoyed by these things? They're all like T3K5974 or G6R124, you know? I mean, are these zip codes or license plates? you know? I mean, it sounds more like a license plate than a zip code. you know what I mean? Like, they, you know, license plates have letters and numbers, you know? Whatever happened to a good old-fashioned 95925, am I right? too much fun.
Printer, jam. Printer, jam. Printer, jam.
Chris, I understand yet again you've managed to hack into our ex-producer's mainframe.
Yeah, he has really been putting a lot of work into this script.
Now, again, we're going to have to explain. Brian, our ex-producer, producer Brian, is working on a movie script. He's been writing it in secret. His day job is a copy tech. He's a copy technician. And he's been writing a script called Paper Jam.
Well, when we last left off, DJ McCool's beloved print copy print chief guy.
The copy.
The chief of the copy machine fixing place.
Unit.
Yeah. Well, he tragically passed away.
Completely.
So, and Brian McCool, BJ McCool, he's on his way to Tulsa, Oklahoma to fix this badass copy machine.
Right. It's probably going to be the hardest job of his life.
Sure. Sounds like it. Okay. So I'll read the stage notes. I'll play BJ McCool and our friend Shoddy. Well, we won't say his name.
He's gonna,
a role here. He'll be, okay, here we go. Ready?
What role will he be playing? Should we not say?
No, don't say.
All right.
Okay. So here we go with the stage notes. Hey, Ben, are you ready for this?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Fuck yeah.
It doesn't sound like it. Sounds like
no, I am. I'm anticipating what's gonna happen.
BJ McCool walks into an empty tavern in the desert. He has been driving around Middle America, competing in amateur copy machine fixing competitions. He is only competing because he needs to use the prize money to buy gas to get to Tulsa. For some reason, the company gas card he received doesn't work. There is a middle-aged man who looks exactly like Sam Elliott from Roadhouse. He is underneath a pinball machine with lots of elbow grease on his arms. He doesn't see Brian walk in. I heard you're a man who knows how to get things fixed.
I've been known to troubleshoot certain print errors from time to time.
Elliot rises out from under the machine. He has a smile on his face, because he recognizes BJ's voice. They are old friends and have been through a lot of shit together.
BJ McCool, as I live and breathe.
Elliot Samuels, how long has it been?
Too long.
Too damn long.
You got that right.
The two hug in a totally straight way. Tell me something, Elliot. Are you still banging that old fat bitch?
You mean your mother? Yeah, I stuck my fist in her last night. There was plenty of room.
You son of a bitch. They both bust out laughing because they are really good friends. And this is just how they tease each other.
How's Sharon?
Well, we lost Sharon, I'm afraid. Brian has a look of sadness, but with a touch of confidence for the future. It was pussy cancer, full blown.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I have a new wife.
Thank God.
I would have written you the news, but, well, you know how I am about always wanting to look like a tough guy.
Yes, you hide your feelings because you're so strong physically that you see it as a weakness to be weak emotionally.
That's right. But I realize now that when I hold back my feelings, I'm actually being the biggest coward of all. A man who's afraid to really love himself.
Yeah, I know.
So, I was thinking about getting the team back together.
You mean the special elite Navy SEALs assassin squad we were on?
No, I mean our team of Copytech Viper Force troubleshoot snipers.
No, fuck that. You know I don't fix copy anymore.
I know that, but I think it's time you put the past behind you.
I can't. I still think about that day.
You can't blame yourself. You couldn't have known. This becomes a flashback scene with Elliot's voice doing the narration.
I shouldn't have been such a hotshot. I was too headstrong. I saw this message in my inbox. It said, I love you. I know I shouldn't have opened it, but I was so lonely. Well, I don't have to tell you what happened next. I'm sure you can guess. Jesus Christ, if only I'd known. That McAfee antivirus software was dangerously out of date. And for God knows how long. You should have seen it. The entire network went on the fritz. And I mean the fritz. Talk about game over, man.
I told you it wasn't your fault. You didn't know we were connected to the mainframe. Elliot puts his hand on his forehead, remorsefully.
All those copy machines. All those unsaved projects.
You didn't know, goddammit!
After that, it was easy for them to decertify me. They thought I was crazy. Well, maybe I am crazy.
The way you're talking is crazy. And besides, just because you can't legally troubleshoot doesn't mean that you can't join my team under the table. I'm talking about some serious action here, baby.
What kind of serious action?
Well, it just so happens that I may have heard about a little tournament in this very city.
Jesus Christ, you're not going down that road again, are you?
Now hang on just a minute. It's not what you think. I'm only competing as an economic necessity. I got this company gas card, and the darn thing must have gotten demagnetized or something. But I can't redeem it, and I can't make it to Tulsa in a company van with a bone-dry gas tank.
All right, I see what you mean. But what are you going to Tulsa for?
Well, that's the best part.
Oh, cocky.
If you can help me out at this tournament, I'll pay you back by offering you a little adventure.
I'm listening.
Well, have you heard of the PrintJet 69420?
Are you kidding me? Every copy jockey south of the panhandle has heard about it. The PrintJet 69420 is a fucking legend.
I've never heard Shoddy swear before.
It's the most badass experimental machine that's ever been conceived. Did you know that NASA scientists invented this thing while sitting on the moon?
Sitting.
And that it was made entirely out of Mars rocks?
Yes, I know.
And the AI was modeled after the first two Terminator movies.
I know, I've heard all the stories. To be honest with you, I'm scared. I thought I could use a man like you by my side when I take this thing on.
Are you kidding me? This thing doesn't have bugs. It is a bug. It's got a freaking mind of its own.
I know. Very few people know what this thing's capable of.
Oh, I've heard some things. Some things that would make your skin crawl.
I've already heard about the blinking light.
Holy shit! There's a blinking light?
Yes, there's a blinking light.
Okay, man, look, I can't help you. That's a road you're going to have to walk down alone. Even if I could, I'm not sure I would want to. Look, you need to face this demon, both literally and spiritually. You see, this copy machine is like a metaphor for your struggles in life. And just as you lack confidence in your ability to fix this machine, you also lack confidence in yourself. And by believing in yourself, anything is possible.
Thank you. I needed to hear that. You know, this kind of reminds me of the time you and I went to Cambodia to assassinate that rogue general, but instead we murdered a 12-year-old girl, and then swore to never tell anybody about it.
Yeah, man, those were crazy times. We had a lot of laughs. But anyway, about this copy machine. I can help you. Wait, sorry. But anyway, about this copy machine. I can help.
Wait. Forget about that comma. I don't know why that's there.
The rogue comma.
But anyway, about this copy. But anyway, about this copy machine. I can help you, but not for the actual repair. That you will have to go alone, but I can train you. I think I can restore your confidence. You see, you had the worst thing happen to you that can ever happen to a copy tech. You got too comfortable. You were on top for so long that you started to get soft. You lost your edge. You lost the hunger. And I can help you get that back. But you gotta do it my way. And by my rules, that's the only way I will help you.
Brian thinks for a moment. Put her there, you son of a bitch. They join hands in kind of a high-five handshake. They are very good friends, but they are not at all gay with each other. That's the end. That's all he's got for now.
Oh, man. I gotta tell you. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I just feel like Brian must be exaggerating a little bit in this writing. Like, I just don't... I never knew all this underground copy machine fixing...
Sounds like a really dark world.
Yeah, I didn't know about this world. I feel like someone should do a documentary about this. You know what I mean? Like, who knew there were these competitions and so much machismo in the copy machine fixing world, you know?
And who knew how many ex-Navy SEALs became copy techs?
Exactly. It seems like everyone Brian meets is an ex-Navy SEAL friend of his.
Yeah, turned
copy tech, exactly.
It's weird.
But wow, this is getting good.
Man, well, I'll be excited to hack into his mainframe again next week.
If it was me hacking in, I feel like I'd be hacking in every day and I'd be really disappointed when he hadn't updated it. Are you hacking in a lot more than, and you're just coming back with nothing because he hasn't updated it yet and you're disappointed? Is that something that's happening with you? Or?
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. I feel bad. I'm sorry, man. That's hard. Oh.